This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Aye! With Nozza.
Ricardo, she having it with the color working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the slide.
A brand new one from Frank Ocean, Calvin Harris, and Migos.
Slade.
Oh, I thought you said Slade, like that Slade.
No, not really.
Do you ever say that?
No,
like that's a phrase. That Slade, you know, they slayed it. It's a good thing.
It's Christmas. There you go, Slade.
Anyway. Good morning.
Hello.
I have to make one mistake every show, and that's, you know, opening the show is a good...
You've used your mistake now.
Nat just mouthed, it's fine, so hopefully it's fine. Hopefully it's fine.
Things can only
Anyway, who wants to hear Tom Nozza on the radio? Not me.
I do.
Welcome, I'm Harriet Rose.
And I'm Nozza.
This is the show where we talk together at the same time for 2 hours until 6pm.
About music, new music.
New music. We're God, your voice is sounding really, really nice today.
It is, isn't it? I think
it's like, hey.
Sun's out. I'm just getting the vibes going.
Sun's out, guns out.
pretty much. We've got a battle going on today, though, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, and I'm so excited about this battle. So last request became boring.
Yawn.
So we decided to mix it up a bit.
Good jobby.
By creating a poll on Twitter. So today we've done a video about how much we both love Ed Sheeran. And we've made a video. It's going to be coming out either this evening or tomorrow morning, depending on how good you are. That's you listening. So we've done a poll about our last request. It's going to be two different Ed Sheeran songs.
Yes, I'm going to go for a new one off of the album. I'm going to go for New Man.
Because you're, you know, new.
Yeah, I'm very fresh. And you're going to go for an oldie because you're old.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it begins.
Ooh, okay then. Okie dokes. I am going for You Need Me, I Don't Need You.
Ironic.
Ooh, what am I saying there? What am I saying there? You Need Me, I Don't Need You. And what are you going for, Tom?
I said New Man. I feel like a new man. I'm wearing this lovely pink T-shirt. I wasn't sure if the colour was going to go.
And I said, you look nice. And you are quite pale, so it is confusing that it looks nice on you, but it does. I'm pale as well, but I fake tan, so it's different.
Yeah, but my freckles are like decoration.
They're lovely, your freckles.
Thank you.
I'm being too nice, and I'm going to stop that.
I feel sick.
Go to FUBAR Radio, at FUBAR Radio, on www.twitter.com. I don't know if you've heard of it. And you can find the poll, or poll, however you pronounce poll, on there. Choose which song you like. All you have to do is click a button. You don't even have to say anything to us.
And, you know, just pick the song you want to hear. Don't do it because, you know, I've said pick New Man. It doesn't make it cooler and more, you know, down with the kids if you pick the newer song.
No, it just makes you a better person if you go with me rather than Tom.
Meh.
Meh.
Yeah, good response, mate. Good comeback. You're the comeback queen.
Queen. There we are. What's coming up on today's show, Harriet?
Absolutely loads. We are about to chat to Maskins. We had a lovely, lovely chat. We just did a pre-record because they are off to do a gig tonight in
Islington.
They're
busy lads.
At the Garage. We have Sonic Boom 6 coming into the studio. Iris Gold is back again. She's going to be doing a sing-song for us. Raxu is in the studio. Jules Butterfield is going to be chatting to us about Lovebox Festival, which I cannot wait for. And Chasen Cash is on the phone all the way from the US of A. He wrote one of the songs on Drake's Grammy award-winning album.
He's a very well-known producer, isn't he?
Take Care. And he's absolutely an incredible musician. So I'm excited to talk to him. I'm excited to talk to everybody that's coming in today. So there. Should we play some music? And then we're actually going to play a song, and then we're going to play our interview with the lovely Maskins boys. What did you think of the boys?
I thought
you
they
met
were
them for the first
the
time.
Nicest guys I think I've ever met in my life. And some of the harmonies.
Am I right?
It was bloody terrific.
Did it make you feel like you wanted to be in a band?
Again, I thought I used to be in a band.
I knew you did. I think you've probably got a really... Oh my God, that was the cutest laugh. I think you've probably got a really good singing voice, haven't you?
It's all right.
Well, anyway, no, I don't care. I'm going to play some music now.
Belly Squad, Banana.
Oh, that was the best intro
Belly
I've
squad,
ever done.
Belly Squad, yeah. Who the man did? B-E-O-O-Y. Every day, how do you need you rapping? Stop all of the blah blah blah. Stop that, come round and take banana.
Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come round and come take this banana. Body dripping sweat, but me not done yet. Man, I tell the cool, I'll take a Fanta. Take time, take time, yeah. Take time, take time.
Take time. Time. All I need is good drink and a good wine. Jumper boys acting like they hood guys. What? If you're looking at me wrong, then boom bye. Woke up in a rave like I'm that nigga. 10 shots, man, I take it to the liver. Gone. But them boy, they can never walk with me. Baby girl, what's your name? Come and talk to me. We're both looking at each other, start the banter. Whoa. Come and sit on my lap like I'm Santa. Yo. Baby girl, fuck all the banter. Please excuse my French Montana. Quit all the games, baby girl, I ain't playing. I look to her and I like, baby, what you saying? What you saying? Are you leaving with your friends, are you staying? Now I got her on her knees, man, and she ain't even praying. Fuck.
Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come round and come take this banana. But the dripping sweat, but me not done yet. When I tell her cool, I'll take a Fanta. Take time, take time, yeah. Take time, take time.
You got a squad of 10 man, I can't see 1G.
No.
Niggas moving like my links are back, they're on me.
Never.
You do not trap for good, you are not convy.
I swing trees, I give gap banana like some monkey.
I got gal from Brixton to Bromley. Her makeup is mad, but can she back it up properly?
Six.
So when I get the green light, you won't stop me. Lux got the sign in it, kicks like a donkey.
But
baby, when it's skinning out, your skin's so brown. Jump on my wave, baby girl, you won't drown. Thinking how your hips so round. Looking at bro like this to go down. You came to look around.
That's fresh.
You don't wanna wind your ways.
That's fresh.
You got am with no riz.
That's fresh.
You went to draw the girl, your phone's dead.
That's fresh.
I ain't got no time for banter. Baby girl, come take banana. What'd you come for? Banana. Tonight I'm gonna give you banana. Caribbean girls, come and dance with me. African girls, come and dance with me. It's just me and my G's. We ain't running from niche, yeah, we running for police. Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come round and come take this banana. But the drip is wet, but me not done yet. Wanna tell the cool, I'll take a Fanta.
Take time, take time, yeah. Take time, take time.
Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come round and come take this banana. But the drip is wet, but me not done yet. Wanna tell the cool, I'll take a Fanta.
Take time, take time, yeah. Take time, take time.
Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come run and take this banana. Cool off, cool off. But the drip is wet, but me not done yet. Baby girl, quit all the banter. Come run and take this banana. Cool off, cool off. But the drip is wet, but me not done yet.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Joining myself and Nozza in the studio right now, we have the Marsican boys. Marsican's back in the studio for the first time in probably over 8 months.
Too long, some would say.
Yes.
Many would say. We've missed you greatly.
We have.
We have collectively cried ourselves to sleep every night.
I think the occasional night off, you know, but...
Why? Why are we having nights off crying?
You've got to let those tear ducts kind of...
Yeah, you need to sort of like reboot and have some water.
I've had such bad night's sleeps that I've ripped my bed sheet in the middle of the night. I've gone through two bed sheets since our last session.
True story.
This is semi-true.
And it's so funny because you've never even met Nozza and you already felt like that about him before you came into the studio.
Me and Nozza are looking at each other right now and we're bonding.
There's something there. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm jealous.
Kind face.
I'm jealous, and I'm also... We're also very awkwardly stanced because Nozza and I are sharing a mic. Because sharing's caring, team.
My shoulder's caring.
I've also just realised really you're matching, which is pretty great.
Whoa.
We kind of are.
Pretty good.
In a way.
In a sort of weird pink way. You boys are about to play us an exclusive live performance. Do you want to tell us a bit about the track?
Yes. It's a...
Go on, then.
It's a song called Too Good, and it's kind of just a love song. Essentially,
cheesy boys.
We just all love everyone all the time, so yeah.
Well, we love you.
Yeah, it's for you then.
Thank you.
And me.
And
not
you.
Not you, not oh,
still you.
Am I starting now? Am I going?
Hit us.
Too good. Here we go. Well, I've been asking myself questions like, are you worth it? Tried preparing interjections. Shame I'm no wordsmith. Well, you are. I shut my ears and face my fear because I've started to slip right under all your wonder and figure where your heart is. Well, I'd caught in a dream, stuck in a world where it all seems too good to believe, too good, too good, too good, too good. 'Cause you got me caught in a dream, stuck in a world where it all seems too good to believe, too good, too good, too good, too good. My roommate's
matter, shit, oh, you've won. Cause you got me caught in a dream, stuck in a world where it all seems too good, too good to believe. Too good, too good, too good, too good. Cause you got me caught in a dream, stuck in a world where it all seems too good, too good to believe. Too good, too good, too good, too good. Spending hours trying to get your battery lights to turn on. Nobody's worth it. It's worth it. We spend our lives wishing that our love could long live on. But you gotta work for it. You gotta work for it. Cause you gotta be caught in the dream. Stuck in a world where it all seems too good, too good to believe. Too good, too good, too good, too good. Cause you gotta be caught in a dream. Stuck in a world where it all seems too good, too good to believe. Too good, too good, too good, too good.
Exclusive performance of Too Good, which is unreleased.
Unreleased.
Marsicans, wow.
Thank you.
Yet again, you make me so excited in the studio.
Oh, you stop
honestly.
It
was like velvet in the ear.
Oh!
In the air or in the ear?
Ear.
It was so consensual, okay. Velvet.
I've only ever had like cotton buds in my ear. That's,
that's
a million
bad for
miles
you.
From velvet. So. Well,
there you go.
Thanks.
It's a real.
I can see there's a real class divide here. Some people have velvet.
I haven't got it, but I did have it just then.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
I think Tom is much more of a velour kind of person.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what velour is, that's fake velvet.
It sounds rich anyway. It
yeah.
Luxurious.
It actually sounds more expensive than velvet.
Mm-hmm. I've got a velour hoodie. It's crushed velour. It's
that's very Kanye West of you.
I look more like Justin Bieber than Kanye West. Okay. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sexy nonetheless, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kanye.
I'd say so.
That's weird me doing
wearing
that.
Wearing a Kanye t-shirt.
Sorry, Kanye.
That is pretty
just
cool.
Showing my breasts to the boys.
Didn't even realise you had that on.
Whoa.
We need to talk more about that off air.
Yes, we will. So we're really excited to have you guys back in the studio. We've missed you very much on Fubar Radio, and you've just dropped another track, Friends, which Hugh Stevens named it his tip of the week.
Yes, very kindly he did.
He supports you a lot, as do many of the big radio stations. Everyone's been giving you guys love. We're going to play a little game with you in a second, which relates to your new single. But before we do, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the garage tonight in Islington. Oh, yes. You're going to be playing. Are you excited?
Very.
Yeah,
we played there once before. Was it last year?
I think
it was about a year ago.
I can't remember. But it was a great show, and we played with a band called The Lottery Winners, who've since gone on to time with Warner, and we just remember their frontman being the funniest guy ever. He was like really just sarcastic, and it was brilliant. So we had a fun time last time we were there, and we're looking forward to it tonight. So,
you guys, when I last came to see you at the Hoxton Bar and Grill, mm-hmm. which was fantastic performance, I must say. Yeah, I wore my Marsicans t-shirt, which I have.
You did?
Get one.
Yes.
No, I was looking at the camera, not at person then. I wondered, you guys have an incredible, and when I say incredible, like Nozzle, this is the first time you've seen them perform in the studio. They are unreal energy-wise live. It's like a ball of energy that happens on stage. I wondered, you know, it's been 6-8 months since I saw you. Is everything still as energetic as it always has been?
More so, if anything.
Yeah, my hair's longer, so it's even more crazy.
Exactly.
You can't see Kale live now. His hair just goes in front of his face.
But that's the thing, because it's like the animal, you know, we talked about it last time, animal from The Muppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you're channeling him even more now with long hair.
I'd let the chest grow out some more.
That is looking, ooh, by the way, spicy as.
Thank you.
Spicy is a good thing,
spicy
by the way.
Spicy chest.
I love that. It's a good word.
It's a good word. I like to use.
Tubular. You should say tubular.
Tubular.
Oh, yeah.
Tubular.
We played a show and this person just tweeted us saying, like, Marsicans were totally tubular. We had no idea what that meant.
But we did like the word, so we're going to use it from now on.
What does the word mean?
I don't know.
Did you have an idea?
Urban Dictionary.
But words nowadays don't have to mean what they mean. You killed it.
Just give it one of them when you say it.
Sick as well. That's sick.
Or is it kids these days?
I said that's sick to my mum, and she was like, what? Why? What? She didn't understand at all.
I use the word rad. and stoked.
That's because you're weird.
Yeah, when we talked with Hippocampus, they always said
dope.
Yeah, this is dope. Like I've heard something about
everything
dope.
Is dope.
Totally dope.
What about wigging out? Have you heard of wigging out?
I've never heard of that.
It's when you're freaking out.
It's
like,
I wear a wig.
How much does he sound like someone's granddad? He's kind of like freaking out. Like, whoa, freaking out, guys, wigging out.
Catching a wave doesn't always mean catching a wave.
Cheers. Thank you so much and good night. I'm here all week. So should we play a bit of a game with the boys?
Yes, please.
This game is from a website called my.girl.com/quizzes/view/loads of other stuff. And it is it's a quiz that I thought really represented the song Friends. Is your bestie really your BFF? It's hard to go through life on your own, which is where best friends come in. But is your current bestie going to be a real BFF? That means forever, folks. Or is your friendship just a flash in the pan? Now, I need you to nominate one of you to be the answerer of the questions on behalf of all of you to learn whether really the Marsicans are as friendly as they say they are.
Who's doing it?
Go on, Juice. This has got you written all over it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Oliver Jameson.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Oh, what's happening? Are they asking me the questions?
I am going to ask you the questions, but you're sort of answering in the guise of your friendship with these boys here.
Yeah, all right.
As Marsicans. Yeah, this is why this is going to go really well. Yeah, and as you can tell from the opening gambit, it's a super high-quality quiz. I'll kick it off. Number one. You and your BFF, imagine yourself in this scenario. You and your BFF are going out, so BFFs in this case. What do you wear? Number one, whatever, it's just your friend. Why should you try and impress him or her? Number two, something he or she would like. Don't want to get ridiculed like last time. Something casual and cute. You're just going to the mall after all. Or number four, matching shirts that say the other's name on them. We made them together last week.
Mm. I think
what we do is I'd be very critical of what they wear. So we'd all probably arrange a week in advance what colour shirts we'd wear, because if we were in the same social situation or wearing, at least if two of us were wearing the same colour, that'd be very embarrassing.
Yes.
You would never let us live that down either.
In terms of what I would wear, I would say I'm wearing red today.
Okay.
You can wear what you want as long as you have white socks on.
So what I will say is...
Can you answer the question?
You've not answered the question.
So I'm going to go with... No, I think that works. So I think whatever, it's just your friend, why should you try and impress him or her? Is that right?
No, I don't think
no.
that's right.
What about matching shirts? If I was to guess...
Is that with name on? Because I don't want a name on.
You have to have
your name on my shirt.
Well, yes.
Have his name on his shirt.
In this quiz, you have to have the name on the shirt. But in real life, you might not have to.
Okay. I didn't realise there was I was living in the real world.
I can't tell you if it's different from the real world. Right. I don't know until we've got the end of the quiz. It might actually be real life.
I think what we need to do is explain what a question and how to answer it is first.
I mean, you guys nominated him, so...
Why don't we go from the answerers.
That's a good question.
A good idea.
Okay, question number two.
So what is your favourite thing to do with your BFF? A, or number one, like you said, sleepovers at their place. You always have so much fun. B, talk about last week's episode of your favourite show. C, chat on the phone for hours and hours and hours. Or D, sit in a public place and loudly critique other people's looks.
Probably D, off the bat. Yeah. I'd say not A, because Ollie once tickled me in my sleep whilst he was sleeping.
It still goes on about it.
It was so creepy.
Just get over it.
That is creepy, and you've not got tiny hands, so it was a big tickle.
It really was. He pulled my arm up and tickled me.
Do you remember Mr. Tickle?
That's super creepy, Ollie. That is super creepy.
I don't like that.
So yeah, D.
Okay.
But not too harshly.
Number three, you and your BFF are getting dinner. What do you order? A, anything with a calorie count lower than his or her order. Pizza and fries for us to split. C, dinner. You're more lunch friends, you know. Or D, you usually order each other's favourites and share.
Oh, God, no. Not that. I think B.
Pizza and fries for us to split.
Yeah, Oliver eats pizza for most meals. That's not an exaggeration. Breakfast.
That's true.
It's classic. It's just you can put what you want on it. It's just a vehicle for eating anything.
It's like toast, really.
It's a plate.
It's a distribution service. Cheese on toast.
Isn't it?
But it's lovely.
It is lovely.
If any pizza companies are listening,
please find our social media profiles at
number question four. In that, your BFF is going out with another friend this Saturday. How do you feel about it? Are you A, a little jealous? B, seething with rage? C, as long as they're not prettier than you, then it's fine. If they are, catfight. D, you usually just see him or her in school, so who cares? She can do what she wants on a Saturday night. Or he.
It probably won't be the third one, because we're better looking than a lot of people.
Yeah, so, I agree. Right.
What was A again? Sorry.
Little jealous, a little bit jealous.
Oh, I get jealous.
Yeah, I get a little bit jealous, because he's having more fun with someone else than...
Cheating, basically.
Yeah, cheating on us. Yeah. Stop cheating on me, guys.
Sneaking and cheating.
B is seething rage, though. I quite like that.
You know, like when you get when you have friends and they talk about other friends that you don't know.
Oh, who my cares? God. I'm like, stop talking. I have no interest.
Yeah. Or what if you meet someone and they say, oh, you remind me of this friend I've got? And you're like, oh, please. No need. I don't need you.
Yeah, or it's like, oh, my friend's coming later. It's like, okay. Yeah. Why?
Or they book a holiday without you, and then you find out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. So, not a sad life. Number five. Which game show would you and your BFF rule at? A. Password. B. The Newlywed Game. C. Wheel of Fortune. D. Dog Eat Dog. And no, I don't know what any of these shows are.
Oh, I'd go Newlywed. I'm guessing it's like Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty good at that. We spend a lot of time together. Yeah,
which one of us has tickled the other one in our sleep? Ollie. Okay.
Number six. If you and your BFF compared your relationship to a movie, which movie would it be? A. Mean Girls. B. I Love You, Man. C. Heavenly Creatures. Or D. Harold and Kumar Go to the White Castle.
Mean Girls, isn't it?
Mean Girls.
It's too late.
We've gone with Mean Girls.
It's too late.
You can do this one, though. Number seven. Your friend's birthday's coming up. What are you getting them? Matching necklaces with your names engraved together. That bag she's wanted for ages. A gift card to a store that she likes. Chanel glasses. She only cares about the price tag.
We don't get each other anything. We hate each other.
None of the above.
But if you did...
The tightest one is probably a gift card.
I'd probably like to say something I know they've wanted, like a new guitar pedal.
Okay,
if I could.
So we'll
I wouldn't
with,
get them
we'll go with the pack that she's been talking about for months, because that sort of makes sense.
Yes.
And put a pedal in it.
What is your favourite thing about your BFF? Is it the tasty music, the popularity, the way you're almost exactly alike, but just a little bit different, or the long conversations you have about nothing?
I've got one. It's probably different to yours. Popularity, because I only joined a band to boost my social status at school.
I think that's a good one. I think we're going to go with that.
Yeah, go with that one.
I like the ones that are like showing your true colours.
It's like therapy.
You're laid up in bed with the flu. What does your BFF do? Bring you hot soup and your favourite ice cream. Bring your homework over. Stay away. Who wants to get sick? Bitch with you on the phone about how you missed Jessica's absolutely awful outfit today.
I'll just stop you there and add a fifth. Come over and give you a lethal injection, put you down.
Like a dog?
Like a dog.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Sadly, that's not an option. So could we potentially go with stay away,
stay
who wants
away.
To get
stay
sick?
Stay away, yeah. Yes.
And now the final question.
When all is said and done, the reason you know your BFF is your BFF is because you like a lot of the same things, because you rule the school together, because he completely gets you, he might as well be you, because he is always there for you.
I think I go C, because we do get each other quite a lot, and we can like.
So you may he or she may well want to be you. I think that's good. We're finishing the quiz, and the answer is peanut butter and jelly, guys. You and your BFF are different, but you mix together well, just like peanut butter and jelly. Just make sure you give enough attention to your BFF while not neglecting your other friends and activities. But you definitely have a relationship that is meant to last forever.
Get in.
Can you print that out for us?
Yeah, I'm going to screenshot that for you right now.
Because we need that. Otherwise, this band's going to end.
We'll
actually,
put it on our van wall.
I also think that should be your Twitter bio. let's play some music now.
Yes.
Your brand new single, Friends.
Yes.
Do you want to do a little intro for us?
Yeah, can do. I always waffle on too long for these things. So
I like it.
This is called Friends, and it's about being lonely. There we are. Brief.
Aww.
Really, boys?
Yes. Lovely.
Where's our lethal injection?
Ready?
Yes.
Have I got all my friends? Or am I losing them one by one? I kept them in suspense. And I didn't see them when I could have done. I just want my friends. Cause I be feeling all alone. I just want my friends. Just wanna see you when I get home. Been avoiding all that cold. Cause conversations feel like reruns.
I say I've heard it all. Constant excuses are not any fun. Been building out these walls without really being aware. The distances are small, but I don't have any more time to spare. Well, I just want my friends. I just want my friend. Now we're all grown up. It's getting harder just to make time to kick off, make a fuss. Can we go back to sitting in a line? It used to be a must. We see each other every day. Guess we're out. I just want my friend. 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 And they'll be around when I've had enough. In the end, they'll pull me down and pick me up. In the end, when I'm on the ground, then I'm out of love. In the end, I always am my friend.
That was amazing. Marskins, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you come back soon and good luck at the gig tonight.
Thank you
very much.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
That was the lovely Marskins in the studio there, dropping by before they go to their gig tonight at Garage in Islington. So if you're around tonight and if they've got any tickets left, please go down and see them because they're one of the best bands I've ever seen live. And they're lovely boys as well.
They're very lovely boys. The harmony's there.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Imagine just being able to do that.
I know. They've been on the show, they've performed live on the show now 3 times, and every single time they get better and better and better as well. They performed at Glastonbury last year as well. I went to see them. They were incredible.
Every chorus is proper. You can sing it afterwards. Like, it's just get stuck in your head.
Mm. And they're also all really good singers. They all sing. I don't know if you guys could tell when the fact that you couldn't see them, but they all sing harmonising together. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, there you go. We should try doing that one day, me and you just harmonising.
I think
the whole show.
Yeah, but you're probably good at singing, so that'd be annoying.
You keep saying that, and I feel like you're building me up, so one day when I do sing, you'll just crumble me down.
I'd like to crumble you down if that was at all possible in any way, shape or form. So we've got our Artist of the Month, Liv Dawson, who's going to be joining us at the end of the month, and her track Searching, which we're going to play in a hot minute. So have you been catching up with Liv Dawson and what she's doing? Thomas?
I'm not too aware. I've been dabbling around, having a few listen to her tracks, but I'm enjoying hearing more of her new tracks every week and excited to meet her, yes.
She's one of those girls that's going to be massive. She's just sort of touching the world right now as we speak. And the song we're going to play in a minute is her brand new video that she's just released. It's called Searching, and I sort of touched on it last week. It's about a young couple, who love each other and
very much
love each other, and they're sort of running around doing things that kids do. Cracking.
Those are the days, eh?
They were the days, and they are the days.
Grey's knees.
But she's really good, and I think she's Christ on a bike. She's part of this new wave of like young girls who are sort of taking over. I don't know if you saw, but Spotify did a video for International Women's Day yesterday.
I saw the FUBAR one.
Which was amazing. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. But the Spotify one featured Liv Dawson alongside Niall Horan, Little Mix, and loads of big names. So she's big.
That is a big deal.
Big deal.
If I was someone who hadn't heard her stuff, mm-hmm. Does she sound like anyone in particular?
No, I wouldn't want to
box her in,
but she is in the same realm as Ray, Mabel, these, but that's just more because she's a young female singer, basically.
Yeah.
But I think with people like her, you can't box her in until she's had her chance to shine.
Let her just spread her wings.
Mm. That's the thing, you know.
That's what I'm trying to do.
But you're obviously trying to box her in over there.
I don't want
literally.
I feel like, you know, because I'm part of the system, I need to box her in. But really, I want to let her out of the box.
That's what you're learning, though, being on this show, yeah. Is that we don't have musicians in boxes, do we, Tom?
It's just different, this show. It's just something different.
We're different. We're unusual.
We are. We can swear, we can graze our knees, and we can be out of the box.
Why do you keep talking about grazing your knees?
I don't know. It just reminds me of wearing my school shorts when I was little, playing football, falling over. Ouch! Is it a goal?
You're creepy. I also, can I just note about Liv Dawson something else?
Please.
She and another girl, I was noting this from Lady Leisha as well the other day. There's a new wave, and Ray mentioned this as well, of women, young women, supporting and promoting other young women doing exactly the same thing. Because we're taught by society, specifically women, that we have to be in competition with each other all the time. And if you just go on her Twitter, you can see she's repping Ray Black, Zara Larsson. And I think it's really important for young musicians to do this, because I think people like, you could look back at people like Britney Spears and in an industry time when people were just sort of told how to think and told how to speak.
Britney Christina. They weren't friends.
Well, no. And I think it's kind of a new time when everyone's becoming supportive of each other, and I think it's really important.
It's refreshing, Harriet.
Well, you wouldn't know because you're not a woman.
I feel like I can appreciate it, though.
No, you can. Did you do anything to celebrate International Women's Day?
What did I do? Went to the gym. And I went to a pub quiz. And it was really good.
Were
but
you
no,
nice to all the women?
I really was, you know. I really was.
Because you're not that nice to me.
I shared some nachos with my girlfriend.
Yeah,
on me. On me.
Okay, so you paid for them, fine.
No, I pulled them over myself and it was like sushi. It was
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I know that we weren't on the radio yesterday for International Women's Day, but I'd just like to say, what a great day. And love to support all of the women around you. Not all women have pussies. It's all about, you know, women can mean many things. So go shout outs to all the women in the world, people that identify as a woman and the people that just identify with this day, because I think it's important.
Very well said.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day for yesterday.
Thank you very much. I wish it to you as well.
Thank you. I wasn't actually saying it to you because
I feel as if you were, and I accept it.
I did actually look you in the eye when I said it.
Through
so
my soul.
That was pretty confusing for you. Anywho, you should also go and check out the FUBAR Radio video on International Women's Day, because it's really good.
And it looks bloody lovely. Well done,
guys.
Yeah,
you like it because the videography looks good. But I like it because the content is good. Yeah.
But together, we just like it.
We do. We do. We do. We do.
Should we listen to one of her tracks?
I think we should listen to Liv Dawson because she's girl power. Yeah. Right? Am I right?
You bloody are right.
Am I right, though?
Put some Liv in my ears, please.
Oh, yes, please. This is the lovely, delectable Liv Dawson with her brand new video track, Searching.
Enjoy it. Raise knees.
Stop saying that.
I put the pulses.
2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
I make up in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor?
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
Cause honey, I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
day, as Tom called her earlier. That's green light.
Yeah.
Joining us in the studio is Layla Kay of Sonic Boom 6. How's it going?
Hi, yeah, it's good. The sun is shining.
Well, am I right? I mean, actually, it's just literally gone in as you said that, but it has. Well, it's hiding because it's shy.
I am from Manchester, so this is what happens when I mention the word sun. It goes grey.
It hides.
Yeah, that's what it likes to do. It runs away.
Yeah.
It's the first day I ever wore sunglasses in a long time when I actually needed to wear them.
That's the second time you've said to me that you wore... Like, no one... He was like, oh, yeah, I came in wearing sunglasses.
Everyone in London wears sunglasses.
Yeah, but I came
anyway.
In today wearing sunglasses and he went, oh, yeah, I was wearing sunglasses earlier.
I didn't say it like that.
I was like, okay.
I think he wants a chufty badge, don't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing I've ever heard. Chufty badge.
Oh.
That is you to a T, is a chufty badge.
Do you not know chufty badge? Like, you give it to someone because you...
Because they're chuffed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
You get a massive chufty badge today.
Okay.
I'm going to actually clip that up and have you just say chufty badge every time that you...
Say something chufty.
Do something good. No, not every time he speaks. Because honestly, that would be too much.
Yeah. bit too chufty.
So how's things?
Good. I'm so busy. Which is
well, yeah.
Which is what you want to be when you're in a band. Yeah, just super busy. Got a million and one things going on. Yeah, so in a very good place actually.
So you guys have released a new single recently. Do What You Want to Do.
Yeah, it's actually out tomorrow.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah.
What's that track? Does it mean to you as the song in terms of?
Well, it's all of our songs have a message. That's the whole point. We create sort of party songs that people can dance to, but also if they want to take a message away from it, they can. And with that one, it's the title, like, do what you want to do. Like, don't put up with people judging you if you've got tattoos, piercings. Don't let your family tell you what
Sorry
you,
about that.
It's okay. Don't tell your family have one view of what you should be doing, and you know you get one life, so you should do whatever makes you happy. And if that means having piercings and tattoos or wearing extra short shorts when it's not warm,
very Tom,
do it exactly. If you want to get your cheeks hanging out, why the hell
if
not?
I want to get my chufties out, I'll get my chufties out.
Exactly. As long as we're not in the room, it's all good.
As long as we're in nowhere
no,
near you.
I want
ever.
Us all to experience.
Yeah. Or you don't take any pictures.
Maybe we're in Manchester.
We can be on
London.
The other side of the world.
I'll be in Portsmouth with my chufties out and you guys just go to Scotland for the day.
A lot of your music has got this sort of, I'm not going to say political edge, but in a way,
yeah,
it is sort of political. Do you feel like in the current times, it's important to be highlighting this political vibe that's going on because of all the sort of tumultuous things, Donald Trump in the White House and all that stuff?
Totally. We started like 10, 12 years ago and we were way more political back then, if that's even possible in this day and age. And with the album before this one, we kind of all sat down and were like, oh, you know, maybe... No, actually, for this album as well, we were like, maybe all our lyrics... highlight, it's like social commentary. We don't tell you how you should think and we never say what's wrong, but we highlight what could be better and how we see the world, and nearly all of our fans see the world the same way. And with this album, we kind of wanted it to be less political as in what's going on in the world and more from a woman's point of view. So, you know, I'm going to go there and say from a feminist point of view, because I know some people are like, oh, don't say feminist.
Why, though? I don't get that.
I don't get that.
So we've got a song called No Man, No Right, which is, a few times when I've introduced it as, look, you know, how many of you are feminists in the room? You know, a few people put their hands up. And I say, well, whoever didn't put their hand up can go home. Because, you know... And a few people have gone online and gone, oh, you know, I don't need to be judged and da-da-da. And I'm like, well, if you're not a feminist, then I am going to judge you. Because a feminist is somebody who believes in equality for men and women... Not just in the UK, not just in America, but for women around the world. So to me, if you're not a feminist, then you don't believe in equality. And if you don't believe in equality, then there's something fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, people seem to think the word feminist means something that it doesn't, and they're very derogatory about it. You know, it's like, oh, we don't shave if you're a feminist, and you don't do this if you're a friend. And
it's thick.
I know. And what also people don't know is that men are feminists as well. I've got a lot of male feminist friends, and they're like, oh, I'm a male feminist. And it's like the idea of using the word feminist, and it's like, until, and someone put on Facebook yesterday something really interesting on International Women's Day, which I thought was really interesting. She was like, I'm really sad that we have to have International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And even the word feminist, because actually every single person should, there shouldn't be a word for it, because it should be everyone's, the way everyone thinks about it.
Exactly.
So if everybody thought like a feminist,
yeah,
which is, as you say, to believe that men and women are equal
all over, yeah,
then we wouldn't have feminist as a word, and we wouldn't have International Women's Day.
Exactly. The word racism wouldn't exist, yeah, if people didn't believe certain races were superior to others.
Mm.
And, you know, if you called somebody a racist, they'd be like, oh, like, that's the worst thing that you could have called me. And it's like, well, you know, it's sometimes you just need to take a step back and actually think about what people are saying and take it on board. People just get way too defensive and see it as a personal attack when it's not. It isn't a personal attack. It is basically saying you want the world to be a better place.
See? Wise words, Layla Claire.
Put it so nicely, nice little...
I know, I almost didn't want to speak, because I was like, you sound a lot better than me, and also the things you're saying sound better.
Quick, clip that, put some inspirational music behind it.
And I'll just play that as the radio show for the rest of...
Every morning, wake up, play that.
Yeah.
Along with Chufty Badge.
Yeah.
When you've
Chufty
been really
Badge,
good.
It's got to
Chufty
come at the beginning.
Badge. Yeah.
So it's like Chufty Badge, then what you just said, and then Chufty Badge again.
Yeah.
Because you get two Chufty Badges for
so
that.
So it's like a Chufty Badge sandwich.
Yeah. Ooh. Chufty sandwich.
Yes, please. I am going to steal a question that Tom wrote, and it's a really good question because I really like it. And I'm sorry, Tom.
That's fine, have it.
But you did a cover of Rag and Bone Man's Human on the B-side of this single.
Yeah.
Which is sick, by the way. Why did you choose that song? Was it sort of a personal thing, or did you just hear it and were like, I want to do this?
Credit where credit's due, it's totally our bass player. He, you know, that song was kind of on our radar for a few months, and he could just hear this reggae sort of rhythm, and he had it in his head, and he was like, I want you to sing it. I think it'll, you know, because Rag and Bone Man, his voice is so deep and so powerful, and mine is the opposite. And we were like, let's see what it sounds like. And he just sent over a structure that he'd done, which was just the chords, but completely slowed down with this, you know, in this reggae style. And then as soon as I started singing it, it just sounded, I don't know, it sounded like us.
Mm.
And that's the great thing when you do a cover, you just know. You just know when it works. Like, there's so many covers we've tried to do. It's like, I really wanted to do Aaliyah Try Again. Oof. And I was like, oh, I can make it work. It's going to sound amazing. Come on, let's do this, let's do that. And it just sounded... It sounded too try hard. It wasn't... It didn't come from an authentic place, even though I thought it did. You know, it's a song that I personally love. But... as a band, it just didn't work, whereas Human totally does.
And when you're covering someone else's song, it has to work 110%, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I always say it's a testament of a good song, because you can play, it's like there's a band called Cap Down, and we were playing one of their songs, but like completely slowed down, again in that sort of reggae ska feel, and we were like, oh my God, this is such a great song, that it's like double time hardcore punk. But when we slowed it down, it sounded like Human, really. Like, it had that kind of, the way it flowed. And I remember years and years ago watching Travis cover Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears on acoustic guitar. And I was just like, oh my God, a good song is a good song. There's people that are like, this is pop, it's manufactured, it's rubbish. You get an acoustic guitar and you play that song and it sounds beautiful, then that is a great song.
I actually ripped that off the radio.
I did think really? I did as well.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
Now, before we go, I just wanted to mention you're off on tour to celebrate, well, to sort of, you know, play everybody, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Kicking off on the 20th of March, and you're finishing off in London at the O2 Academy in Islington.
Yes, yeah.
What's the best thing about touring live?
It's... When we tour, it's just us in a van, and we just have a laugh. Like, we really do. We've got the worst stroke, best sense of humour. Anything goes in the van. We've had people coming on tour with us after day two. They're like, you know, our bass player will download a fart app and that will kill us. Like, in the van, 5 hours driving somewhere, this fart app, we're all dying. And we have this photographer with us once. He's like a big, like, famous guy. He goes around the world with Bastille. And after about an hour, he was like, guys, I need to get out of the van. Like,
this isn't. And we what like, goes on tour stays on tour in the van.
Yeah, and obviously getting to play live. And at the end, I always go on the merch and just hang out and chat with people and, yeah, just get to know everyone.
Lush, that's so nice. Well, good luck with the tour. We're really excited to hear about it when you get back.
And you're both on the guest list.
Oh, everyone, yes, please.
Everyone's on the guest list if you want to come.
Well, we'll be there on the 25th.
25th, Saturday.
Fabulous. And before we go, we play a little game on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Music, Desert news Island and reviews.
Okay, that was that was me showcasing two different drops.
Desert Island Dicks.
Just so you all know. In this game, Layla, I'm sending you to a desert island.
Okay.
Sonic Boom 6, stuck on a desert island.
Okay.
With one shit song that you have to stick with for the rest of your life. And it's played continuously.
Oh.
What would be your desert island dick?
Oh. I'm trying to think, because I want something that doesn't annoy me that much, but that annoys everybody else.
Toy.
I like that style.
Oh, yeah, I am horrible. I guess it'd probably have to be... For some reason, Crazy Frog keeps coming into my head, and I don't know why.
A lot of people pick that one.
Do they?
It's horrendous.
Well, that does not annoy you.
No, I think he's quite cute. He's got like a little belly.
But you won't see him. You just hear him.
But I can close my eyes and imagine.
Oh, you can imagine the frog.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got an imagination, Tom.
Okay,
Tom.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Crazy Frog.
Wicked.
I think everybody would find it funny and then go
hate
mad
you forever.
And then, yeah, that'd be it.
And that photographer will just be like, oh, fuck.
I'm getting off the bus.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Layla, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's been such a pleasure to chat to you all things Sonic Boom 6.
Yes.
Can you please introduce your brand new single for us? I'm going to play it now.
Yes. This is me. Us, Sonic Boom 6. It's called Do What You Want to Do, which is out tomorrow.
Woo!
Your history is behind you. trick, you better move quick.
Do what you wanna do.
Live your life your way, not your family's demands or your greater pay. Don't fuck around, baby. Hesitate or stall, cause if you don't get on it now, then you won't at all.
Yeah.
Do what you wanna do.
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 Do what you wanna do. Not what they told you to.
Six there. Thank you so much to Layla for coming into the studio. Joining me again, we're very excited to have the lovely Iris Gold back in the studio.
It's me.
Joined by Ed on the guitar. Hi, Ed.
Hi there.
Exactly.
We're going to be doing, because we're going to be doing some singing.
Yeah.
Well, not me. You.
Me, yeah.
We're you and Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bit.
Me and Tom, yeah. Me and Tim. It's a duet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a...
Do you know what I mean?
Before
you
know we... I mean? Actually, no, I should say this because you're going to sing first and then I'm going to talk to you because you've been doing some royal things today.
I have, yeah. I feel like a princess.
You are a princess.
I know.
You also look like a princess. You're dressed gorgeously.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you. My friend made this.
Oh, let's... I actually want to hear about that properly after okay. this. So you're going to sing a little song for us. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that.
That was a segue.
Okay, here we
Whoa.
Go.
Yeah, this one's called Do You Know What I Mean?
Do you know what I mean?
And we were just agreeing how much we both say, Do You Know What I Mean? So yeah, kick off
Let's
when you're ready, lovely.
Let's go. Let's go.
Every day, there's another script to play. They pull my strings, pull from gone. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Ever say I didn't try anyway. It's up to me to prove it wrong. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like the man by the river who stopped the waterfall. I'll stand and deliver till the curtain call. Now what you want this to be? Harder than it seems. The only thing for sure is uncertainty. Most certainly, that's for sure. 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 Maybe I'm chasing shadows, walking blind, daydreaming about a better view. You know where I've been, do you know where I've been? Need a sign, how to get from cloud at tonight. Get my head out the blue. You know what I mean, do you know what I mean? Like the man by the river who stopped the waterfall. Stand and deliver till the curtain calls. Now what you want this to be is harder than it seems. The only thing for sure is uncertainty. Most certainly, that's for sure. That's for sure. That's for sure. That's for sure, that's for sure, that's for sure.
Woo! You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
So good. Do you know what I mean? I feel so much happier as well that I know that somebody else is. Do you know what I mean? All
do you know
time.
What I mean? Yeah, but that's why I had to do the song, because I say it all the time in Danish as well. So I had to do like,
what is it in Danish?
Ved du hvad jeg mener?
Okay.
After you.
Ved du hvad jeg mener?
Ved du hvad jeg mener?
Ved du hvad jeg
no. Ved du hvad jeg mener?
It's so cool when people speak more than one language. We're mm-hmm. so rubbish.
We are. Yeah, no, I could speak more. I can't.
Yeah, so that was an acoustic version of one of my songs that premiered on Afropunk about a week ago.
So sick.
So we just came to do this for you.
I love the low tones in it, because you properly can go. You've got a, what's that thing called in music? A spectrum?
Range.
You've got a sick range.
A range?
range. You've got a sick range.
Oh, thanks, but I was just trying to channel Johnny Cash, you know?
Yeah, but you channel all these artists, like, it's amazing.
I really wanted to join you.
You know what I mean?
Ring of fire.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
That's me. Yeah. By the way, I'm loving your t-shirt. They can't see it, can they? But it's got.
But we can describe it. What it is pictures of Kanye West that look like they've been cut out with scissors and stuck on a t-shirt.
It's fab. I love it.
It's not official merch, I'll be totally honest.
He'll be like,
yeah.
But yeah.
He would hate this.
I don't know, you know.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think he would hate it.
Maybe.
My friend bought it, right?
Yeah.
As a serious Kanye West t-shirt and wouldn't wear it because it was so rubbish. So I was like, that is not rubbish. That is really nice.
It's chic, you know what I mean?
I like this one.
You know what I mean?
Just peeking out over the trousers.
Yeah, I like it too.
Just like the biggest picture of his face. Anyway, also, it's in this weird like neoprene material, so I feel like I'm wearing a wetsuit as well.
Ew.
Exactly.
Ew.
So what have you been doing today? I've dropped my ring on the floor.
I think you know.
I want you to tell me.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm dressed like a princess in continental clothing, by the way.
Yep.
My friend's brand.
Whoop, whoop.
But because I went to see Princess Anne hanging out in her crib.
As
in her
you
yard.
Do.
I know.
As one does.
St. James Palace, as it goes. It's amazing. Because outside, it looks like just like a block of flats. It's so
does it?
Crazy. It's so,
does it look like
she's
a block
so Gino. Yeah. And then you go inside and it's these huge halls and they have like woven like red like silk walls, and you're not allowed to touch them or lick the walls.
That's so funny, because I've got exactly the same thing in my flat. Also, I like that they told you don't touch them or lick them.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted to do.
You're like, okay, so no touching, but what about licking?
Yeah, exactly. So so there's a lot of gold, so I felt right at home. Obviously I'm Irish gold, so and she was so nice and kind of sexy.
Okay.
It was really weird.
I'm into that 100%.
It's so weird.
I'm into it.
Because you're looking at it and you're like, you look like the person who's on the £10 note, but not really.
Yeah.
But
then, it's weird, isn't it? How similar they all look.
Yeah, they do. It's the mouth.
It's weird.
But something very sexy about her.
You wanted to kiss her?
A little bit. Or just hug her, maybe ever so subtly.
Iris Gold. Not lick her. Don't lick her.
Iris Gold wanted to kiss Princess Anne.
A little bit. Yeah.
What did you talk about with Princess Anne?
Nothing much. I just said it was really cool because what she was doing today was giving away awards to people that have done outstanding work within the prison system.
Oh, amazing.
So her whole thing is about making the prison system better so that people don't reoffend. And that's what it was all about. And I just said, I think it was really good that she did big up the people. And I think it's going to be shown on TV and stuff like that. Because we see the Oscars, we see like MTV Music Awards, but we don't see these people that just like dedicate their lives to other people. And yeah, I was so inspired. I'm so excited.
I think it's lovely when you do get a chance to see actual people that do actual stuff.
For actual people.
Yeah, because you kind of live in a bubble in a way. You're like, oh my God, the thing is, I wanted to wear these trousers today and I didn't wash them. And then you realise that's ridiculous.
People are
out there doing incredible things like feeding starving children and looking after people that need it and helping people in general.
Yeah, and I cried a little bit like when you heard the people's stories and stuff. I was like, wow. Just like books we take for granted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? And then you have to come here to FUBAR Radio.
I know, that was amazing. Now I told her as well. I told her I'm going to go FUBAR
so
Radio.
So Princess Anne Princess Anne knows about FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, she does.
She's
knows
listening.
She's listening right
she
now.
She probably is. I would say it's probably 99% that she's listening.
She's
now
waiting for her shout out, which we have done.
So. Like for 4 minutes we've talked about you.
Yeah.
And we've talked about the fact that possibly all of us want to kiss you.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to have you back in.
Thank you.
Things are obviously, because we follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah, we do.
Hashtag Twitter.
Yes.
Things are going incredibly well for you. I keep just seeing all this stuff, new music, like drops, Afropunk, obviously premiered a track.
And then I've got a feature with DJ SKT out right now.
We played that, didn't we, last time?
That was Rush Chant, I think. I don't know.
Oh, maybe we didn't.
Maybe you didn't, because it's just come out.
Oh, well, I'm just like...
Sorry.
Yeah, we played it.
No, it's got so much stuff coming out.
You're like, no, you haven't heard that.
It's just come out. It came out, I think, a week ago on Armada Records. And and it's getting played a lot on other radio stations.
Yeah, but we play your stuff.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a feature, it's true. And then obviously I've got the Confect EP coming out real soon as well, so...
Watch everything's go, go, go.
You know, that's how it is.
You're a cosmic girl.
I am a cosmic girl, yeah.
Looks like I was just looking at your boobs then. But I wasn't. I was reading your T-shirt.
Yippee.
Let's hope Princess Anne had writing on her boobs so she didn't think you were just staring at her boobs.
Oh, no, she didn't. She didn't.
Oh, darn.
And she had her hair up like real...
I'm not really on
the lady thing, but I was like, but you're like quite saucy.
But you can have and I'm sure you guys will agree, you can have a mutual appreciation for good looking people of the same sex as you.
Yeah. And she had swag. She had just like an aura about her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Swagger jagger, as Cher Lloyd would say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, lovely to meet you as well, because I've never met you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I like that Noza just said it's been a pleasure and headbutted the mic with his
nose. I kind of did a royal bow.
Bow.
Did you? By the way, did you film me whilst I was singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Oh, my God!
Right there.
On your phone, though?
It's on hashtag Instagram.
Because I sensed it and I was like, I'm going to close my eyes.
No, I was getting all those low tones.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The Johnny Cash. Yeah. That's really what I wanted to do.
Well, you've made my dreams come true, because I asked you last time you were in to come in and talk about Princess Anne. No, to come in and sing for us, and you have, and you were absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you, babes. I was a little bit nervous, but thank you.
You were incredible.
It.
First time I sang on the radio.
Shouts to Ed for the guitar work.
Exactly, my boy. This is my homie, and this is the first time we're playing together. So
is it?
So
this is a new thing.
We're
is
all
it?
Virgins here.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we play another track?
Yes, please.
Actually, do you know what I've suddenly realised? Ed hasn't played Desert Island Dicks, so maybe we can.
Oh,
because you've played.
Yeah.
So Ed, let's play a bit of
Desert Island Dicks.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly, Ed.
Oh, drama.
So Iris has played this before, but basically what it is I send you to a desert island, and on this desert island you're stuck with one song for the rest of your life, but it's the worst song you could imagine being stuck with. It's over and over again on an imaginary tannoy that doesn't exist, and you can't stop it. So Ed, what would be your desert island dick?
And it goes on and on.
Oh God, it's a really difficult question.
I know, you weren't ready for this, were you?
No, not at all. I'd probably go for something I really like, maybe like Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix or something, because listening to that over and over again and eventually, definitely coming to hate it would be far more painful than listening to a song I already hated over and over again.
Now that is one of the most profound answers to Desert Island Dicks we've ever had.
Yeah, it's really, he's so articulate, isn't he?
He is, you know? Profound.
Yeah.
I thought he's not going to be ready, we've ruffled his feathers, we're not sure. Bam! Straight in there.
And Jimmy is done.
I'm going to give you this for that.
Good job, B.
What? I didn't even get that.
That's Blue Ivy.
You're not coming back.
Oh, you get like...
Good job, B.
That's like three times good job, B. That's the remix of good job, B.
I thought you were giving her a half.
No, that's it. Did sound like one and two halves, basically, didn't it? Which makes no sense.
Which makes two.
Shall we play a song?
Let's do it. We're gonna play. You want to play Harlem?
Yes, please.
Which features my uncle Ali Tennant, also the voice coach on The Voice.
Sick.
Fun fact.
You're so cool, man. You hang out with people like Ed and like
and
loads
you?
Of cool stuff.
And you?
Yeah, we're hanging out.
We are.
This time is precious to me and to Tom, who is lucky enough to be in the studio. At the
I
same
feel like
time.
A competition winner.
Yeah.
Oh, babe.
I don't know what
I feel like sometimes it comes across like you are a competition winner, because I realised I didn't introduce you to Iris when we just went for the photo.
That's
she was
fine.
Like, "Who's this guy?"
I was like, "Another person."
Just
like so many people.
Tom's like one of those comedians who just runs in and just gets in photos that don't have anything to do with them. Anyway, let's play some music. No, not in a bad way.
Not in a bad
that's
way.
Actually a fun thing that people do.
It's a fun thing.
It's a photobomb.
Yeah,
that's the word for it, not the comedians
they
that
get
run in photos.
They get paid a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, I do.
Even Erykah Badu does that.
She's a boss.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, let's play a bit of Harlem. Thank you so much, Iris okay. Gold, for coming to have a chat with us.
My pleasure.
Please come back.
I will.
Love you, Princess Anne.
Love you. Oh, I love her. Bye.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much to her for dropping into the studio. What a total babe. Raksu are joining him in the studio joining me in the studio right now. Mustafa, Miles and Jamal. How's it going? What's Jamal. It's Jamal, not Jamal, isn't it? Jamal.
You could call it Jamal, Jamal.
I love... Basically, it's a great name. I prefer Jamal, though, I think. What do you think? What do you prefer?
I don't mind. I get called so many different things that... Jam, Jay...
Jam, I like as well.
Let's go with Jam.
I got called Brian today, so
Brian. Yeah, so. I mean, I'd like to be called Brian. You can call me Brian for this interview if you
okay.
like.
All
right. I love the hats, guys. You've got Raksu hats on for anyone that's not in looking at you like I am. So, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Very, very good. New single Dive is out tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
It is. I promise you, it is. produced by Fortune.
Yeah.
I love Fortune. Did you guys like work directly, or was it sort of a?
So basically, we kind of most of the time we find some of our tracks via like SoundCloud and just loads of research and stuff like that. We came across it, and yeah, from the time we heard it, it was kind of almost like an instant hit in our heads, and then we wrote to it and stuff like that, and yeah. That's how it came.
It's such a huge tune. Do you guys find collaborating difficult, or is it sort of like a natural thing that you guys can just sort of do?
I think it comes more on like the type of person first. So if we can like get on with the type of person that they are, like get on more with the person, then the collaboration just comes naturally.
It's natural. It comes definitely.
Yeah, so if you guys are on the same vibe as them, then you can connect, but sometimes you just come and it's just completely the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's trial and error, really.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, so you guys are from Watford, and then your cover photo on Facebook, you got the big Watford in the background as well.
Metline.
Watford massive.
Do you feel like that's kind of growing up in Watford's influenced some of your music, and do you feel like it's kind of representing Watford as a group?
Yeah, I mean, there's not many people in Watford or who have come out of Watford kind of as of late, obviously.
Except Elton John.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said, as of late.
Yeah.
Elton John, though, right?
But yeah, I mean, we've grown up together in Watford. We've kind of, Watford is kind of where we've all lived. He's from Barbados, obviously, from his accent. But yeah, Watford, we like kind of representing for Watford and kind of doing our own thing and kind of just trying to influence people kind of around Watford or outside of Watford.
That's good.
And Jam, what do you think of Watford? Have you been? Do you like it?
Yeah, I've been here for 10 years now, so I mean, it's all right.
He's a Watford boy now.
It's all right.
He's a Watford boy.
Has he been sort of like, you know, indebted into the Watford vibe? He's allowed to be a Watford boy now.
No, he's not.
Definitely not.
No, I mean, us three went to school together. So from the start of high school, me and Mustafa knew each other and we was friends from high school. So from year 7, I mean, Jam, you joined in what, year 8 or 9, isn't it?
8 or 9.
Yeah, in year 10 actually. And then, yeah, I just kind of found out friends of friends, and then music kind of came from there. Like, we all, you know, everyone listens to music, and it was only afterwards that I found out that Miles rapped. Ashley wasn't here at the time, rapped.
Just try
and
talk a little bit more into the mic. Yeah, that's perfect.
And Mus just does everything. Like,
he's a freak. Yeah, this guy does
beatbox, dancing, DJing.
Okay, we need to talk more about this.
Yeah, that's.
Because, you know, did you hear that I learned to beatbox on this show? I mean, I say that, right? But I love that. I was like, did you hear? It wasn't that big. But shall I play you a bit of my beatboxing?
Yes, please.
Okay, I don't know which one this is. It might be me doing the wickedy wow, or it might be me beatboxing. Hold on, let's have a go. That's me beatboxing.
You roll show. Harry, Rell's show.
That's where I couldn't breathe anymore. So
you're not doing the wickedy well, but you're doing.
No, she. No. So that was Grace Savage. Yeah. She's a beatboxer.
Nice.
She was doing the Harry, I was doing the.
You did both. You did both. Do both. Claim
yeah,
both.
Just say
do you want
me to
hear? Do you want to hear the one where I did do the other one?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Wickedy wickedy wow, wickedy wow, with producer Nat Wickedy wow.
There you go. I mean, there's no difference, no difference, no difference, no difference.
I might have to learn a couple of things from
I mean, I just wanted to, show you what I can do so that you can think about another member of Raksu.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Okay.
It's an audition.
I'm sliding it there for you to just see it, and if you want it, it's there. I'm not being obvious about it.
No, that's cool. Let's do it. Let's do it.
How did you learn to beatbox?
So I start off with dancing first, because I went to I started off dancing. My older brother got me into it, and then I went to UK B-Boy Championships in 2005.
Oh, sick.
And I saw for the first time someone beatboxing on stage, and I was like, what is this? Like, this is so cool. So I went back
it was
home.
It was me.
I went back home, I went on YouTube and typed it in and just saw loads of different people, and then I just trial and error, I kept doing it till my mum was like shouting at me to stop.
Oh, so like, your mum was like, shut up.
Yeah, literally just shut up. Like,
can you do a little beatbox for us now?
Yeah.
Like a little
like a little. Can we get you on the wickedy wickedy wow?
Only if you're lucky. Okay. Maybe I'll do a little wickedy wow on it.
How long have we got?
We've got, do like a little 30-second one.
Okay, cool.
No pressure.
Ooh. Oof.
I know what he's gonna do.
Keeping it tasty in the studio at Foo Bar. Oh my god, this is amazing. I'm Harriet
so
Rose.
The next That's bit is called a click roll. That's a click roll.
What's he doing? Holy shit. Whoa!
All right, must seriously tell them how I taught you that. Okay.
That was amazing. That was absolutely incredible.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for gracing us with that. My day's been made.
He's a freak. He's a freak. Of nature.
He's a super freak. Super freak. He's super freaky. Right, boys. Before you go and before we play your brand new single, I'm going to play a little game with you that is very fun. So don't worry.
Desert Island Dicks.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Oh.
Don't worry.
That wasn't your voice, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I can't beatbox, but I can make myself sound like a man and a different person.
That's decent.
Go on, it's quite a good skill. No, I can't really. That's Harley from Rizzle Kicks, actually. He's having a lovely time on the... he has a show on this station, so he can't... I basically forced him to do that drop for me.
Sick.
And he's got a very sensual voice. Wow. So, boys, I'm sending you to a desert island. Mm-hmm. And on this desert island, you are stuck for the rest of your life listening to one song, and it's the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with. Now, you can all have an option and then maybe choose one on behalf of Raxu at the end.
Ooh. What was your one?
Must you start? What's your one?
Nah. Right, my one was I got the eye of the tiger. That one.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Yeah, I hate that song.
Yeah, I think that's
my
fair.
Days. I hate that one.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Honestly. Oh, yeah.
But will you call me maybe?
I probably won't.
Hey.
Will you call Nozza?
I will.
Cheers, Joe.
I see you, bro. Pink shirt is amazing. Honestly, tell me where you got it.
I'm wearing pink trousers. Oh. No one cares.
Try and join
Mustafa
in.
Mustafa, tell us yours.
He loves
it's
every
gonna,
song.
Yeah, this is weird. It's going to probably be that Friday song.
Friday, Becca Black.
Strong choice.
Definitely.
I think those are very strong choices. Now you've got to pick one.
Friday, definitely.
Perfect.
What's yours?
No, you don't have to.
Mine? Yeah. That's a good question. I think this is really, really shocking, but it's because I'm a DJ and I have to play this song a lot. It's Outkast, Hey Ya. Hate it with a thousand
really?
Songs. Because I have to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already lived in my own desert island.
It doesn't make sense.
It does. You have to play something constantly. Anywho, thank you, Raxu, for coming
in.
Thank
you. Thank you for
having us. It's been a total pleasure. Song's out tomorrow. It's called Dive. We're going to play it now. Do you guys want to introduce it for us?
Gem. I think you should introduce it. Can we get the wickedy wickedy wow on it?
Go on.
Like you and Must collab.
Beat it. Wickedy wickedy wow. This is Dive by Raxu. Almost sounded like I said Dave instead of Dive. Here we go. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Hey man, I've been up, man, I've been down. Been spun around, got drop, been found. Had my teeth on the ground, didn't have 10 pounds. Something by the crown, I was losing my crown. I was making up ground. I was running fast, the script got flipped. Now I'm running last. In the studio when it's quarter past. One and the dream I dismissed was the last. But I well, I guess I gotta stay for a little bit longer. I made things stronger. I well, I guess I gotta stay mad. If that is, I'll be coming like a monster. Taking everything I want and gripping like a lobster. Yeah, I'm shooting like a lobster. Bringing so much heat these days, I'm waiting for your roster. I got my own back, you should check my posture. Late nights in the condo. Memories in the fire, memories in July. Like, late nights in the condo. I had my girl by my side, like, bro, what's the ride like? Late nights in the condo. Memories in the fire, memories in July. Like, late nights in the condo. I'm dreaming, I ain't gone, but I'll get that light.
Man, I've been up since 4:45. Neverland said we would never stop the grind. Landing on our targets, reaching out for mine. And we only just started, but we're leaving behind. Leave them at the start while we are at the front. Leave them in the court, cause they all like to judge. When we pour the hearts, that's when they show the love. Saying that we're down, man, I get stuffed. They ain't never seen anything I've seen. They ain't never dreamt any dreams I've dreamed. They ain't never brought on for the whole team. They ain't never felt what it's like to be me. So I'ma tell them what I'm yelling off the top of my lungs. No one's telling, not a felon, don't treat me like one. And I'm all about this moment, let me soak up the sun. Cause when it gets dark, I shine bright till I'm done.
Late nights in the condo, memories in the vibe, memories in July, like late nights in the condo. I have my girl by my side, Lambo with a ride, like late nights in the condo, memories in the vibe, memories.
Live is the lovely Jules Butterfield, co-founder and organizer of Lovebox Festival. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, and so excited to talk to you about this festival. First things first, Jules, let's talk about the fact that you've got one of the most sought-after artists who's creating huge waves, left fans salivating for 2 years for his latest album, Blonde. Frank Ocean is one of your headliners this year. Whoa!
Yeah, we're just absolutely delighted to get him. I think that he hasn't played in London for kind of 5, maybe even 6 years by the time he does Lovebox next year. And I mean, that's a really big deal for us. Obviously, we chased real hard, delighted that we got him in the end. He's kind of got the festival off to a really good start, selling really well, so we're really happy with that. He's got a really interesting idea coming up, some production that he's going to do at the festival. I can't say too much about it at the moment, but I think the show's going to be really special, so we're really excited about it.
Oh, I'm even more excited. I can't even tell you. I'm a regular at Lovebox. I've been pretty much every year for the last sort of few years. I used to live just around the corner, and of course Fubar Radio came down last year and we had so much fun interviewing the artist. It was great. We loved it.
I heard that you guys had a good time. Yeah, I did. I did hear that. I heard that you had a very good time, particularly actually.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of the story of my life, really, Jules. But always having a good time. Always up for a good time.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the rest of the lineup. So we've got obviously Solange, Jamie XX, Chasing Status, Jess Glynn, to name a few. I'm specifically excited about Solange, Corrupt FM, Sampha and Jamie XX. I wanted to find out who you're most excited about. Obviously, we know you're excited about Frank Ocean because we just chatted about it, but who else are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Mac Miller. I really like the music a lot. I think that that's someone that not loads of people in the UK are as familiar with as maybe some of the other acts on the bill. Music's great. That last single, Stay, that's a great record. So I'm really looking forward to him. I saw Ray Black at Village Underground last week. I mean, she was just totally amazing. The power in her voice was spectacular. So really looking forward to seeing her do Lovebox, actually. And then the DJ lineup this year, I think it's our best DJ lineup ever. Ricardo Villalobos, Seth Troxler, Dixon, finally. We haven't had him for years. Eats Everything, Bicep, Jamie Jones. I could go on with the DJ list. So yeah, obviously I don't get to hear a lot of these people, by the way. But
I can imagine.
But there's a few of the kind of acts that I'm really excited about that we've got on the bill.
I would say it's, in my opinion, it's your best lineup ever, actually, for me.
Totally.
Across the board.
Absolutely 100% the best lineup we've had. Absolutely no doubt about it.
And I totally second your opinion on Ray Black. We had her as our Artist of the Month for January. She's so amazing.
Yeah, totally amazing. It was a totally amazing gig. She kind of did the track with S.G. Lewis and then brought Stormzy on at the end and the place went bananas, you know. So, yeah. She's great, really good artist, yeah.
As you touched on a second ago, it's not, I mean, you're the co-founder and organiser of Lovebox. Everyone looking at that would be like, whoa, that is the coolest job in the world. But it's actually not as glamorous as it sounds sometimes, is it? What's the sort of most unglamorous thing you have to do when it's actually festival time?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that there was anything too unglamorous, but obviously that there's so much going on in the background. That you kind of, it's quite difficult as someone who's responsible for sort of event management to go out and spend time listening to DJs and watching artists. So you kind of have to get someone to do that for you. I mean, you obviously, you know, you do get the opportunity to kind of walk around and check people out now and then, but, you know, someone's got to look after the nuts and bolts, you know, so...
Thank you for that, because we appreciate it, all of us that go to Lovebox. One more question I had for you was, have you ever had any totally bizarre rider requests from your artists that you're allowed to tell us about?
Yeah, well, my favourite was Grace Jones. She sent through a rider, and part of it was two car batteries and 40 foot of her scaffolding pole.
Incredible.
And, we got it. We never found out what it was for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because she didn't use it. But it turned out that she was going to use it as a pole, like you'd see in a strip club, in a dancing club. That's what she was going to use it for, and the batteries were going to power it going round and round.
Oh my gosh!
But she never used it in the end. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of crazy stuff over the years, but that's the one that sticks in my mind.
Jules, you've actually well surpassed my idea of what would be the most bizarre, and that is just you icing on the cake. Grace Jones,
yeah,
what a woman.
Two car batteries. Yeah, two car batteries and some scaffolding pole. Yeah, that's pretty weird, right?
I think that's because I'm a DJ as well, and I think that's what I'm going to put on my future rider.
Yeah, well, why not? Just put it at the bottom. It's a good way of making sure that people actually read it.
Yeah, a bottle of Prosecco and two car batteries and a pole.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Everybody needs to go and get their festival tickets. It's happening 14th to the 15th of July in the glorious Victoria Park. You can go online, www.lovebox.com, and get them. And before you go, Jules, we play a little game on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I'm sending you, Jules, to a desert island where you're stuck with one horrific song for the rest of your life, playing over and over again, and you can't stop it. It'll never end. So, Jules, what would be your desert island dick?
Well, as in the worst song, as in a song that I hate that would be playing over and over.
Exactly.
Without question, Toto Africa. Absolutely, hands down.
Oh, yeah, I kind of get that, you know.
I hate that record. And my friend Ben Howard, he always plays it out. If he's listening, mate, dude, you are an idiot. Stop playing that tune. I hate that record.
So if you're with him when he's playing it, do you, like, try and push him off the decks or something?
Yeah, I mean, we throw shit at him.
I think that sounds ideal. Toto Africa, yeah, very, very good choice. Well, Jules, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait. Oh my God, we can't wait for Lovebox. Everybody go and get your tickets now. Guys, Frank Ocean is headlining. He's not doing anything else. He hasn't performed in the UK for such a long time. It's going to be huge. www.lovebox.com, 14th to the 15th of July. Thanks, Jules. I hope
you're welcome.
We're going to play some lovely Sampha now, because he's one of the most excited people I am to see at this festival as well. So we're really excited for this. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll see you soon.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. like the piano in my mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. The sky, oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. I knew we couldn't cope. They said that is her time, no tears inside. I kept the feelings close.
Grassroots, you know,
like undiscovering really new stuff, you know.
Yeah, that thing's just like completely unhyped. Like, you know, just
enough of that. I'm going on my gap year.
Papa's donating a good punch of money for me to do this.
Yeah. Dipping into the trust fund.
My girl wants a mane as a scarf, so I need to sort that out now. Okay. She wants it completely organic and original.
Okay. Let's snap out of this.
Yeah, let's stop it. That was quite fun, though.
It's nice to be rich for a moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Cold War Kids joining me live on the phone right now, Chase and Cash, all the way from the US of A. How's it
going? Yes, Chase and Cash live in effect, The Black Jesus. I'm happy to be here with y'all.
We are so excited to have you on the show. Your new EP, The Black Jesus. Oh my God, I love it. You've working with producer Jansport J on this one, and it came out in early Feb. I hear the name came, I saw in an interview, the name came from the way you look. Is that right?
Yes. It's funny. Ever since I got dreadlocks, a lot of people say that I look like Jesus. So Jansport J happened to send me a beat that was titled The Black Jesus. So it kind of all came together. It was like an epiphany I had to make a project titled The Black Jesus. And it's been doing very, very well. So I think the title worked.
Yeah, and it's a tasty, tasty, tasty EP. I'm absolutely loving it. I specifically love As the World Turns, which is the track we're going to play in a little while today. It gives us a real personal insight into you and your life. And did you find it easy to write about your personal stuff, or is it hard to wear your heart on your sleeve?
No, it's honestly the best thing that I could do. It's honestly like therapy, you know. When I go into the studio and I get to rap about things that I've been through, it's very therapeutic. And I love when I get to rap about my family members, because music is something that's very, very personal to me. You know, it's not, even though it's entertaining for others, it's something that I love a lot. So I love to rap about my parents and, you know, my grandmother and my uncle, which I rapped about in As the World Turns. And I'm excited that you love that song, because it's personally my favorite off of the album. And I think it's something that everybody enjoy, you know, especially off of the beat. You know, the beat is very, very catchy as soon as you press play.
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing about the whole EP, I think, though, as well. It's got that, you know, Jansport J's done a sick job on the beats. It's really, really kind of enjoyable to listen to, but also with this one specifically, like a very emotional sort of connection with the song as well.
Yeah. I'm a soulful artist, so I always want to be emotional. Music is emotion.
Yes. And you've been releasing lots of videos as well. Which I love. You're releasing one for each song, right, on the EP, but at the moment it's just The Black Jesus and As the World Turns.
Yes. The next two, Yes Indeed, well, that'll probably come out in like the next month or so. I've been doing my best right now to take my time. You know, shout out to Sophie. She's been connecting everything for me. And, you know, my staff of hardworking women that I work with daily, they just been telling me to take my time and release the video. So right now, As the World Turns and Black Jesus, they're both out, and you know, I'm just doing my best to get them on every platform that I can get them on, so that people can get the music.
Yeah, and I love the videos; they're very beautiful. I love the Adidas two-piece that you're wearing as well in one of them. It's
wicked. Yeah. Thank you. You know, Adidas is the hot brand right now, so you know, I had a line in the song about walking on water and black Adidas, so
yes.
I had to bring it to life.
Oh yes. That's what the music is about. I love it. Now, you're also very well known for producing other people's work. You've worked with the likes of Lil Wayne, and also, of course, you worked on Drake's Grammy Award-winning Take Care on the track Look What You've Done. I wanted to know how, first of all, what's it like being part of a Grammy award-winning album? That must have been incredible to get that recognition for your work.
Oh yes, it was amazing, especially because you know, a Grammy is something that I feel like anyone who wants to be in music forever, that's something that's on everyone's list. And you know, to get it at such a young age with somebody that I started music with, you know, because I've been knowing Drake a long time, to do it with a friend as well as somebody I can say who's a ultimate professional, it was a huge moment, you know, especially to share with Boy Wonder 40, just to get for it to be album of the year itself, you know, that was a very, very big moment. So you know, winning a Grammy and then also working with the likes of Lil Wayne and Eminem, Drop the World, you know, they actually got to perform that song at the Grammys with Drake. You know, they did a special thing where Drake performed Forever and then they did half of the with Drop the World too. So I was there to witness that live. So it's amazing to be able to share those moments with people you consider genuine friends too. That's the one thing about music. Like, you can actually start genuine friendships with people and then end up, you know, accomplishing your dreams with them.
And those guys are actually musical icons for me. And it,
yes.
I think I would find it difficult going into the studio and working with my icons, but you did an incredible job. And it must be exciting to be able to have the talent of being such an incredible creator of music for yourself and also being able to help and assist others with theirs.
Yes, I love helping people. You know, I'm a person, I love to give back to the community. So I think production and making beats for other people is also, like, you know, giving me that same reward of being able to go in the studio with people. And, you know, I like believing in people, especially people who have a very, very secure vision and know what they want to get done. And that's what Drake has, that's what Lil Wayne has, that's what Eminem has, and pretty much all of the artists that I've been blessed to work with, they have a vision that they can explain to me, and I can help them, you know, bring it together by just playing my part. And it's fun. I love it.
You're incredible. It's so nice to talk to you about this. It's so nice to sort of talk to someone who's so passionate, clearly, about their music and about what they do in the music industry. Drake's loving the UK music scene right now, especially grime, with artists like Stormzy and Skepta blowing up across the world. Is there any UK artist that you're repping right now? Is there anyone that you're specifically loving?
Yes, I am more than familiar. I love everything going on the UK music scene. I listen to Bonkers every day because he's become a personal friend of mine through working with him. He's rapped on a few of my beats for Daily Duppy, and he used one of my beats on his mixtape of the year. And I produced a track called Paid in Full on there. And I love Wretch and Avelino. I love Stormzy. I love his Wicked Skingman freestyles. I love Section Boys. I love everything over there. I love all of the music that's coming over there. I love Western. I love, you know, I listen to all of it. I love the different rhythms and the different melodies that I hear compared to the music we make over here, and the different cadences and different flows that they use. And I enjoy it. I love watching the Fire in the Booth freestyles, the old ones. I love Krept and Conan. I feel like Krept and Conan, they have a perfect balance of being able to make songs for radio, and then they can also get on a freestyle and give you some stuff. I love The Last Night in Lagos and The Last Night in Los Angeles. So I'm on Grind Daily. I'm on Link Up TV, all of that every day, every morning on YouTube, man.
Well, we love you too. The UK loves you back. We absolutely
love you
back.
I appreciate it.
Before you go, I just wanted to quickly play a game with you. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, Chase and Cash, I'm sending you to a desert island, and I'm leaving you with one song that you hate more than anything in the world, and it's going to be on repeat for the rest of your life. What would be your Desert Island Dick?
Oh, my God. It might be Hanson.
Oh, Hanson Umbop. Good choice. Although I do love that song, but I think a very good choice.
Yeah, it's like one of those horrible bad ones. It's like one of those songs you don't want people to know that you know all the words to.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We absolutely love you. And if you ever come to the UK, make sure you come down to the Foo Bar Radio Studios, because we'd love to see you.
Will do. I appreciate it. And yeah, hit me up on social media at Chase and Cash. Chase, the letter N, Cash with an E on the end. And I appreciate all the support. Thank you so much.
We love you. This is As the World Turns. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Turn that beat up for me.
Bye.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah. As the world turns. As the blunt burns. As the time fades,
could show you how to touch what you can't see. Close your eyes, visualize, make it HD. Try to duplicate the style, but you ain't me. You wasn't raised how I'm raised, I'm a straight G. Grew up seeing Uncle Clark with the gold teeth in the front yard, washing on the gold D's. Dreaming about one day how I'ma do mine. That's when I learned you get it all in due time. Yeah, hot summers out in Mississippi. Every day I feel my grandmother's spirit in me. That's why a nigga stay clean like Mr. Bentley. And I'ma name my car Shirley when I get the Bentley. Leather seats color cream just like a skin. I know she looking down smiling while I get it in. You ever had crackheads in your family tree? And cousins in and out of prison that you barely see? Keep it real, dog. I know I ain't the only one. I tell the truth cause a nigga don't owe me none. I get an inside scoop, you can get the proof. Take an inside view from my living room. As the world turns, I get cash. As the blunt burns, I flick ash. As the time fades, I keep going. As the beat plays, I keep flowing. As the world turns, I get cash.
Chase and Cash, what a total babe. That is As the World Turns. We are going to be playing a lot of that music in the next few weeks because we love it a lot. Right, we've got to go. Thank you so much for listening. Who won the last request, Tom?
I won. Nozzle won. And it's new man Ed Sheeran. Thanks for all the votes, guys. I really appreciate the support right now.
Stay sexy, FUBAR Radio. No, 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 no.
I heard he spent 500 pounds on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. Wears boat shoes with no socks on his feet. And I hear he's on a new diet and watches what he eats. He's got his eyebrows clocked and his asshole bleached. Owns every single ministry CD. Tribal tattoos and he don't know what it means. But I heard he makes you happy, so that's fine by me. Still, I'm just keeping it real. Still looking at your Instagram and I'll be creeping a little. I'll be trying not to double tap from way back, cause I know that's where the trouble's at. Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman, just a young boy trying to be loved. So let me get it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man. We'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Your new man rents a house in the burp and wears a man bag on his shoulder, but I call it a purse. Every year he goes to Malaga with all the fellas, drinks beer but has a six pack, I'm kinda jealous. He wears sunglasses indoors in winter at night time, and every time a rap song comes on he makes a gun sign, says tune, boy them light up the room. Well enough about him girl, let's talk about you. You were the type of girl who sat beside the water reading, eating a packet of crisps, but you will never find you cheating. Now you're eating kale, hitting the gym, keeping up with Kylie and Kim, in the back of the club kissing a boy that ain't him. Okay, you need to be alone.